thought we would catch up, sort of a bit of an end-of-year wrap-up, but also a couple of things that are still going on with our federal member, Lisa Chesters. Lisa, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo.
Thanks very much for joining us. And firstly, we'll talk about yesterday, the Maiden Gully CFA unveiling their Energy Efficient Communities project. So that's great.
Yes, very exciting. They are a fabulous CFA volunteer brigade. They kind of, if there's a grant available, they will put their hand up for it, and they're always quite successful. And this grant has installed solar panels on their roof, as well as a battery. So what that means is, in the worst case scenario, if we lose power, rather than relying upon their backup generator, they've got renewable energy that's been stored in their battery. So that was made possible through a grant through the federal government that we helped advocate for, and through the support of the Bendigo Sustainability Group.
Yeah, no, that is great. I just wanted to talk to you too. I guess the year overall, what a year it's been, huh?
Oh, if you went back 12 months, no one would have predicted this year. Like everyone, we all have that story, what we were doing last December. My little Daisy had just been born, and we were sort of preparing sort of the first year of her life. And here we have it. It's been a tough year for some. I think what it's done is brought a lot of us closer together. People really look local these days and really look out for their neighbours and their friends. So, you know, there is a silver lining to what's been a very tough year for so many businesses and households.
Would it be fair to say too that I guess it's helped in politics to a degree, in terms of there's been more of a sort of a bipartisan feeling where both sides of the House have sort of worked together, you know, still keeping the others honest, but have worked together on the bigger picture rather than getting down to, you know, just sort of party by party politics.
There has, particularly on those bigger issues like the need to support businesses pay the wages of their employees. The JobKeeper program was something that both sides worked hard. It wasn't perfect, but it did save a lot of jobs and helped a lot of businesses ensure that they didn't have to let go good employees. But I think probably the standout thing for me was that Parliament became more inclusive and more flexible, that we had that opportunity to bring our families to Canberra, or we could have stayed at home. There was virtual Parliament, really starting to set that example of kind of working from home and working, you know, what works best for you. So I think because people were a little bit more relaxed and not feeling so pressured, that created the atmosphere for a more inclusive parliament and a parliament where people were able to work together, and there was less of that nasty politics that Canberra's really been known for.
Yeah, I guess if there's one thing that has come out of it, that you know, and not just from a political viewpoint, but the way we go about doing things has changed, and I think there will be aspects of that that we will retain going forward as well, which will sort of make our communities actually stronger, drawing people together, but at the same time, you know, getting people off the roundabout, being able to work from home, being flexible in the way we do things. It has changed a bit of the fabric of our community, hasn't it?
And I really hope so. I really hope that the best parts of it are sort of here to stay, that flexibility, being able to be more family-friendly in the workplaces. There are some jobs you can't do from home, you know, and that's something we also need to acknowledge. So we need to talk about making sure that those workers get that fair share of time at home. And that's a whole variety of jobs. That's not just jobs where people might be working on a manufacturing shop floor. There's a lot of jobs that you need to be at the workplace to do. But the other part of it, Robbo, that I think that all of us are keen to see is, particularly through this festive season, which can be really hard for some people, is to continue that community spirit where you say good morning, you pop round, have a cup of coffee with a neighbour, drop over a spare, you know, if you've got some leftovers, you know, a roast if, you know, they're on their own. So it's that kind of community spirit that really saw us get through those hard days of the restrictions. Yeah. It'd be great to see that continue.
Yeah, it certainly would. Yeah, I'm a random smiler, so I just you can see with the masks, with the eyes, but it's nice now, even if you're just out walking, and the not to have the mask on, just to be able to re-engage with. People who know me know that I'm probably a bit eccentric, but I like to try and make a stranger smile at least twice a day. And that's my.
Oh, that's excellent.
And sometimes I'm sure sometimes I go, what the bloody hell is he smiling at? But anyway.
And I think that, you know, we've all earned, you know, not having to wear our masks because everyone did the right thing. We're now at a stage where we've had no community transmission of the virus in Victoria. So, you know, we all follow the health advice. And now, thankfully, during summer, we don't have to wear masks. It almost feels liberating. Like it. I'm still, I don't know about you, still feel a bit guilty when I leave the house without the mask on.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we've all been social conditioned into wearing it. But it does feel like the perfect time that we sort of have those extra freedoms that have sort of come back into our lives.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, can I say thank you on behalf of Gold Central Victoria for all your support of us during the year and always having our regular chats. And I wish you, Matt, Daisy, and I guess soon to be named Mark, if it's a boy, obviously, after me. and wish you every success for 2021.
Absolutely. And it's been great to work with you and looking forward to 2021 like everybody. Who knows what the year will bring?
Absolutely. All right. Merry Christmas, Lisa. Thanks again.
You too. Good
Cheers.
To catch up, Robbo.
You always too. It's Lisa Chesters, our federal member, joining us on the Wake Up Call.